That you all join in with all of your hearts and just give God the glory. Amen. I'd like to sing that song, There's a Fountain Open in the House of David. Worship Him in the There's a fountain open in the house of David. Hallelujah. There are streams of grace that's flowing down. Calvary, come, bow and receive. Amen. Let's sing that song, Amazing Love. How could it be? What key are we in there, brother? Let's try C, maybe. Amazing love, how can it be? You, my King, would die for me. Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you. Amazing love, how can it be? You, my King, would die for me. Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you. You're going to bring it up now. Amazing love, oh, how can it be? That's it now. My King would die for me. Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you. Sing the first verse. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. And I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be? You, my King, would die for me. Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you. Amazing love, how can it be? You, my King, would die for me. Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you in all I do. I honor you. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you glory, Father. Amen. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Amen. We'll sing one more just before we change the order of the service. Hear our prayer, O Lord.
Hear our prayer, O Lord. From the ends of the earth I cry.
is higher than I. Times of trouble above my enemies, Lord, I will abide in you forever in the shelter of your wings, for you have been my strength in times of trouble. Tonight, amen, in the shelter of the Almighty. Amen. As they play that softly, you may be seated for just a minute. We'll just make some of these announcements here. Want to remember several of these that were spoken this morning. Very serious. I believe this was from Sister Connie and Brother Troy. It says, please pray for my niece Michelle. Heart so. We were at the hospital with her from 11 till 2:43. It was about after 3 before we got to bed, so I know they're very tired. The sister has 3 kidney stones and a cyst on her kidney as well. And also we want to pray for Brother Troy's sister Barbara. She has an aneurysm. Says it's 5.7. I don't know what that means, but it sounds very serious, amen. That's not something to be taken very lightly. Also, she can't have a stent because of where it is. And the doctor may have to do surgery, amen. So we want to remember this very special need in prayer. Amen. Also, I want to remember Sister Caitlin Florian. I know she's nigh at hand to be delivered for her baby. So we want to remember her in prayer that God would be with her during that time. Sister Becky also is very sick in need of prayer. We want to remember the Gunter family. They're sick. Brother Jason Watkins' family in their time of grief. Know very well the passing of a loved one is hard. God would grant them mercy. I remember Sister Emma McCafferty. She is not feeling well. And that's all the announcements that I have at the moment. So let's all stand. I'd like to ask Brother John Harwell if he would come and take these needs before the Lord.
Bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful to be here today. Lord, all the requests that's been spoken, Lord. Everybody has a need. Lord, we have to lean on you for those needs. Lord, we just ask you to touch each and every one. Lord, we pray for our service, Lord. We pray for Brother Barry. We just give you thanks for this day and for being able to be here. Lord, we pray you just smile upon us, Lord. Be with us this evening, Lord. Bless our service. Lord, in all these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Brother John. Why don't we sing that song, Fill My Way Every Day with Love? It's one of my old-time favorites. Brother Keith asked me to pick him up. This one's for you, brother.
Well, let me walk, bless the Lord, in the way thou hast gone, leading straight to the land above, giving cheer everywhere to the sad and the lone. Fill my way every day with love. Oh, fill my way every day with love. As I walk heavenly dove, let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love. Oh, keep me close to the side of my Savior and God. Let me never in darkness roam. Will keep my path free from wrath and my soul satisfied. Fill my way every day with love. Oh, fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly dove, oh, let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love. Well, soon the race will be o'er, and I'll travel no more, but abide in my home above. Well, let me sing, blessed King, all the way to the shore. Fill my way every day with love.
Sing it now like you mean it.
Fill my way every day with love. As I walk heavenly dove, let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love.
Listen now.
Oh, let me walk, blessed Lord, in the way thou hast gone, leading straight to the land above. Oh, giving cheer everywhere to the sad and the lone. Fill my way every day with love. Oh, fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly dove, oh, let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love.
Sing it again now.
Fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly dove, let me go all the while and a smile. Fill my way every day with love.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, give him some praise. He's worthy of it. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Something in my heart like a spring. Amen. Something in my heart like a makes me feel so happy, happy as can be. When I think of Jesus and what He's done for me, there is something more than gold in my soul. Yes, there's something more than gold. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There's something. There's something more than gold. Well, something in my heart's like a stream running down, and it makes me feel so happy, happy as can be. When I think of Jesus and what He's done for me, there's something more than gold in my soul. Yes, there's something more gold. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There's something more than gold. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There is something more than gold in my soul. Yes, there's something more than gold. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Why don't we sing one more before Brother Barry comes? I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Amen. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes me pull the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captive free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up a well within my soul. Spring up a well and make me whole. Spring up a well and give to me that life abundantly. Well, now I've got a river of life flowing out of me. It makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captive free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up a well within my soul. Spring up a well and make me whole. Spring up a well and give to me that life abundantly. Amen. Why don't we give Him another hand clap of praise? Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. We'll have our deacons come at this time. We'll take up our evening offering just before Brother Barry comes. I'd like to sing that song, God is Good, all the time. God is good. Amen. Brother Tom, would you lead us in prayer? Thank you, Lord Jesus. God is good all the time. Song of grace in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, you know His light will shine. God is good. Oh, God is good all the time. If you're walking through the valley, and there's shadows am. For he promised to never leave you nor forsake you. And his word is good. God is good all the time. Put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Darkest night, his light will shine. God is good. Oh, God is good all the time. Listen now. We were sinners, so unworthy. Yet for us he chose to die. Filled us with his Holy Spirit, so we can stand and testify that his love is everlasting, and his mercies, they will never end. God is good all the time. What a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good. Oh, God is good all the time. One more time. Well, God is good, as Brother Barry comes, all the time.
In this heart of mine, God is good all the time. You can come sing. His light will shine. God is good. God is good. Let's sing it again now. Can be seated, and I've got news for you. Mitchell's going to sing for us tonight. That's one piece of news, and I've got another good piece of news. Isn't it nice to get good news? We are delighted to welcome to this world Hans Felix Florian. I just got permission to let the whole world know that we are excited for Danny and Caitlin, and they just asked. It's been a long labor and delivery, so they just asked that, you know, they could have a little bit of rest and peace and quiet. I told them it should come after about 25 years or so, but we're excited, and the baby's just perfect. So we're delighted. We're excited. Well, all of our songs have been different tonight. Have you noticed that? Lots of variety. So we thought we'd have Mitchell cap it off and sing different.
Couldn't move this heart to be set apart. I don't need to recognize the man in the mirror. I don't want to trade your plan for something familiar. Oh, I can't waste a day, and I can't stand it the same. I want to be different, I want to be changed, till all of me is gone, and all that remains is a fire so bright that the whole world can see, and something different, so come and be different in me. Stuck in a pattern, and I don't want to gain this world but lose what matters. So I'm giving up everything because I want to be different. I want to be changed till all of me is gone, and all that remains is a fire so bright that the whole world there's something different, so come and be different. Oh, I know that I am far from perfect. Through you, the cross still says I'm worth it. So take this beating in my heart and come and finish what you started. When they see me, let them see you. I just want to be different, I want to be changed, till all of me is gone, and all that remains is a fire so bright that the whole world can see that there's something different, so come and be different. I just want to be different, so come and be the difference in me.
I like that. Probably can tell. I like that. Let's stand to our feet. Let's bring this up this evening here. My goodness, if you tell people you're going to preach on music, everybody comes out. We're just delighted to have everybody here this evening. And let's look. We're going to go in the book of Psalms there as soon as we pull this up. We had I had an interesting interaction last night with Brother Javier Lopez, who lives out in Washington State. And they're going to be coming by to visit here, and Brother Javier is married to a Korean sister, and they're visiting some churches out on the East Coast here because of a work placement, and so he asked me to remember that need in prayer. They're looking for the right leadership to find the right place to find a church home, and I certainly encourage them to find a good church. And there are several, and everybody needs a good church. His kids were at the youth retreat. Some of you kids will remember he has three children. And he said, in our church, the whole youth group is my three children. He said, that's all they have. And so they're just desiring fellowship. And I told him I'd mention that to you. Psalm 22 and verse 3. Very familiar passages of Scripture here that we're going to use tonight. And, sorry, let me... Psalm 22 and verse 3. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. You may be seated. Brother Brandon preached on a thinking man's filter, and I'm going to preach on a singing man's filter. So let's talk about this evening here. I realize that talking about music sometimes can be about as safe as wading into a pool of alligators. And I don't mean to make this in any way controversial or negative at all. I wanted to emphasize some of the positive things about music and Christian music here and bring you some of that tonight. Because I think it's nice for us to enjoy the variety of gifts that we have among us, and we do. We have a very talented group of singers and musicians here, and I'm very thankful for that. I don't know what I did to cause that, but it's happened, and we just have a great group of musicians all the way from the oldest among us, and now a whole wave of young people that are coming up and good singers with talent. And I'm just amazed. The more I talk about this and the more we, research, and I do polls a lot, I did a poll yesterday with some of our young people. And it's amazing how big of a thing music is, especially to young people. But, we've never had a service yet in this church without music, right? You don't hear a service of Brother Branham's without music. It's a big thing because we find it in the Bible. Every time there was a march, every time there was a battle, every time there was any kind of church service, there was music that preceded it and normally followed it. And so it's a big thing because God delights in the praises of His people. And there's something about praise and worship that goes together and bringing the presence of God on the scene. And we want to learn to do whatever we can to make that happen and to make it happen well. Because we don't want to just please God in a mediocre way. We want to do it, be hot or cold. And so I'd really like to get it right. And so this whole subject of worship has been an interesting one. Let me just jump in because I want to say some things here. And then I actually want to play you some music here tonight. Now, we read in the Church Age book, just one or two slides here, review. Jesus said that true worship was in spirit and in truth, John 4:24. But that's difficult in a church where they have a very limited understanding of truth. They still believe in Santa Claus and bunnies at Easter and apples in the Garden of Eden. It's a long way from truth. But when someone actually personally turns to the Lord and is filled with the Holy Ghost, he ceases from all such things and he has a rest in his soul. He really begins to live and love God and worship Him. So worship, in a sense, is a product of the new birth. It's a product of redemption, right? It is a fruit of, the whole birth experience and walking with God. We define worship this way. It is the right responses to the revelation of who God is, activities of the mind, heart, will, and body that bring honor to God and satisfaction to us. So there's a response when someone knows, number one, who God is, and in turn, knowing that helps you know who you are. And that's really important, right? It's really important to know who God is, but it's equally important for you to know who you are. And when you really know one, in the light of the revelation we have in this last day, you can also know the second part, which is who you are. And then worship is the activities of the mind, heart, will, and body that bring honor to God, because now you've got something really to praise God about. You've got something to worship God about. I mean, if there's any group that have a right and a reason and a cause to worship God, it ought to be us. Because you know what? We got a revelation. We're one of His. We are a child of God, and we've got eternal life, right? If you've got eternal life, let me tell you, when Job asked God and he had that conversation with God, and he said, hey, Job, it was good. They were going back and forth, and God says, hey, where were you when the sons of God were shouting for joy back there and singing for joy? Where were you? So way back there somewhere, we were singing somehow. And I think out through eternity, we'll be singing somehow. We might as well do it in the gap, right? We might as well do it in the gap. Might as well enjoy it. In longing for Jesus, Brother Bram says, well, now we want to speak as every meeting about Jesus Christ. We want to speak about Him because He's the center of our worship, the center of our attraction, the center of our life that we have and are, and all that we have, and I might as well read it right. And He's the center of our worship, the center of our attraction, the center of our life, and all that we have and are and will be is based on Him. And I need everybody to say amen. Let's read it again. He's the center of our worship, the center of our attraction. He's the center of our life, and all that we have and are and will be is based upon Him. Amen. Amen. And when we lose track of that, we've missed the point. When he doesn't become, when the object of our worship or our music is the music or the musician, we've lost track of the reason that we worship in the first place, right? When we worship our church or our pastor or somebody else, hey, we've lost track. He's the center of our attraction. He's the reason we come. We come because we expect to meet him here, right? And that's the reason we come together. Now, I love Mitchell's song, and I wanted him to sing that because I want you to take note of what Brother Branham says right here. It's an important statement. The church better be examining themselves by the Word of God, our purity, our loyalty, our devotion. Now, remember now, Brother Branham's talking to a great big mixed audience, right? You know, this is 1957. I don't know where he is exactly, but this is the year America loses its favor with God, right, and sends away its day of grace. And so he's laying it on in 1957. It was a great year in some ways, but not so great in other ways. And there are things that Brother Branham is really laying out to people and showing people, in audiences there. And he's encouraging them to consider and examine your purity, loyalty, and devotion. Well, that's very timely because today we've got all kinds of possible infringements of our purity and loyalty and devotion, right? I mean, you can easily get caught up in lots of things real fast. And you can get pulled along real fast in other things that are not edifying at all. And we become, let me just stop and say this. That's where I think that this is not just an effort where you try to tell young people, all right, don't do this, don't go here on the internet, don't get involved in that. This is not to me an individual effort, although it is an individual effort. It is a family effort. I think parents got to get involved in this. They got to get involved in music and downloading and encouraging kids to do it right, get it right, and put filters in place. And tonight, I'm going to give you a couple of filters, all right, that you can use. And you can put these in place. And if the music can flow through the filter, probably all right. I'm not giving you an absolute about what you should listen to or what you shouldn't listen to. I'm just putting up a few biblical filters that you can draw music through and things flow through that. Hey, great. There's some music, I'll tell you, and some music in the Christian realm does not fit through the first filter. I was shocked at some of the stuff I saw in my research. I will tell you. Whoo-hoo. Brother Branham goes on to say, we become tattlers, talebearers, cigarette smokers. We got any here tonight? Backbiters, painted up Jezebels, everything in the calendar that the rest of the world does. The church is associating in those things till you can't hardly tell the one from the other. We got to be different. Mitchell, we got to be different. We got to stand out. We got to be separate from the rest of the world. And we are separate in terms of worship, right? We should be separate in terms of our standards when it comes to music. We should be separate in terms of our standard when it comes to doctrine, right? Because we've got to directly, hey, listen, this is the way it goes, all right? From God to a prophet to us. You got it pretty direct. You don't get it really more direct than that unless you're a prophet. But this is like right down the channel without any encumbrance at all or interpretation. And so we should apply the principles of the Word of God that allow us to be able to rejoice in the Lord and to be able to worship Him in spirit and in truth different from the rest of the world. So it should not be the words in white. It should be the words in yellow for us. It should be, and when I say that, we should not have all those attributes in the church here becoming like the rest of the world. We should rather be different and so that someone can tell the difference between us. And we're not trying to be different, but our standards make us different. And taking inventory is how we do that. We look at ourselves and look at our standards. God in simplicity. Brother Branham said, I think it's our duty to make the inside right, the inside of the church. That's what he's talking about. God hiding himself in simplicity. You remember what Brother Branham did in the first of the services that day? He held a wedding. Second thing he did was dedicate the church because they finished it off just before the seals series. They expanded the church and he's dedicating the church. And he said, I think it's our duty to make the inside right by the grace of God, to be so grateful to God This will not just be a beautiful building, but may everybody who comes in to see the characteristic, beautiful characteristic of Jesus Christ in every person that comes in. May it be a consecrated place to our Lord, a consecrated people, for no matter how beautiful the structure is, the beauty of the church is the character of the people. Say the yellow part with me. The beauty of the church is the character of the people. And I trust it'll always be a house of God of beauty. So that's what makes this place different. That's what makes this place beautiful in the eyes of God, is not the quality of the carpet. It is the quality of the people that walk on it. All right? Very important now for us to hang on to these principles here. Now, Brother Branham, and again, he makes a statement about holiness here. The beauty of holiness is where God dwells in, where the power of the Holy Spirit is. So I believe this, and I believe it's a very simple assumption at this point, that bringing the right kind of worship and the right kind of music, the right kind of musicians, and the right kind of, pre-service and so forth, it creates an atmosphere into which the Holy Spirit can come. And I think it's a very important thing. So we want the presence of God and the beauty of holiness among us. But that comes by the presence of the Holy Spirit. It doesn't just come automatically because you show up here. It comes because He shows up here. And He affects the people who are here, right? So the job, our mandate, if you like, our commission, is to create an atmosphere, Lord, You come. Because if You don't come, it's just Brother Barry. And that's not that exciting. But Lord, if You come, that makes all the difference in the world. Are we okay? All right, so worship and music now. David was a passionate person about this subject. He said lots and lots and lots about worship and lots about music. He played music, sang, wrote. He was a voracious writer and a composer. And he seemed to be, he was a dancer, right? He danced before the Lord. And he was one who kind of got into it, you know. He did it all. He was one who was, he was on fire for God in that regard, that's for sure. David did a lot of other things, too. But this is an area that was very important to David. Now, let me just skip for a moment here, and let me come to this statement here, because it is not just music, and as you know, it's not just music by somebody who calls himself a Christian. It is the right kind of music. Brother Branham gives us warnings here, and this is an important one. Let me read it for you. I think it'll become self-evident here, but there's a couple of words I want you to hang on to. There are many entertainments of our days. Now, there's way more. There's so much to entice people to what we call pleasures, and it's for all people and all ages. Well, we've got that, right? We got it in abundance. I highlighted some of these words here, so we're going to look at them in a moment. There are enticements for young people, modern dances, rock and roll parties, the music that they have that goes with it. Because you don't have a party unless you have music. It'd be funny dance without music, right? And all of these other things that go with it, and it's enticing for entertainment. Stop. You got to remember the era we're talking about. We're talking about Elvis. We're talking about the Beatles breaking in. We're talking about the Ed Sullivan Show and all of the rest of that and all of the different things that... That was happening and unfolding in this time. Bob Dylan was a young guy who sang as poorly back then as he does now. And we have Jim Morrison and the Doors and a lot of these guys who came in, and music was changing rapidly. I mean, you get up one day and the next day there'd be something completely different breaking out. This was a time of rapid development and change when it came to music. Immediately, as soon as that music was breaking on the scene, it was breaking into the church. And Brother Branham was he's noticing this, but it was not near as much of an issue back then as it is now. There were some of that was, you know, coming into the church where they were changing lyrics, changing tunes, changing beats, and they were changing music and the way people worship. That was ongoing back in Brother Branham's time. It's a little bit different now. It's different now because it is really accelerated, if you like, in this last day. Because now, it's very in your face I can direct you to a website, one website I know, as many, but there's one website I know where the pastor gets on and introduces his church. He said, our church is 1 hour long. Half hour of that is singing. It's loud, it's fast, and it's in your face. That's a direct quote. And so I said, wow, I got to listen here. So I listened to a little bit of it. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe how loud, how fast, how in your face it was. And it was a half hour. I didn't listen to the whole half hour. I looked at the time thing there. But it was just amazing how upfront people are now. And this is designed to get millennials into the church. Brother Branham goes on to say, I don't care how good a home a child is brought up in and how it's been taught to do right. If that child hasn't accepted the experience of a new birth, rock and roll music catches his attention just as quick as he hears it. Because music is never neutral. Music's always got a purpose. It always has a message. It always is doing something. And it's doing something to us all the time. And so, Brother Branham this is the only time that he says this as clearly as this, like a direct statement here. But he's telling us something real important, not only about the power of music, but he's also telling us something about the holding power of the new birth. Because with a new birth, you're able to not only discern, but withstand the tide of, the pull of music and other things in the world. Because in him is born by nature a carnal spirit. The power of the devil is so great today till it catches that spirit of that little one. And so it's very important for us to make sure that we keep the main thing the main thing. Because the main thing is not the music. The main thing is not the worship. Right? The main thing, really, and when it comes to this, what's important is that we create an atmosphere into which the Holy Spirit can come that can bring the births that are necessary. All right, so Brother Branham uses these words entertainment here and, diversions and so forth. Entertainment, by definition, is an amusement or diversion provided especially by performers or actors or musicians, something diverting or engaging such as a public performance. So when we want to be entertained, we normally want to be diverted from the normal routine, right? It's kind of, in a sense, somebody does it for us. Somebody takes us somewhere. In a form of entertainment. I remember for a number of years when we lived in Ohio, we would go up to Tuscarawas County up there, and they had a drama, an outdoor drama, very famous drama. It was called A Trumpet in the Land. Was that it? Trumpet in the Land. We saw it 100 times, maybe 200. And whenever anybody would come and visit, we'd bring them up there and show it. And it was about the Moravian missionaries who came through, and there was a massacre of those Moravian missionaries. And it told this story of how they came to try to settle and evangelize among the Indians. It was a great drama. And it had great singing in it and so forth. And it was really an exciting one. We just enjoyed it, going there many times to look at it. But when you go, and you, especially when you're in an outdoor drama and you're right there and the actors are right there and they're falling off buildings and shooting one another and, singing, and you're kind of taken back into that time, right? That's the idea. You're diverted. And that's what entertainment is. It's an amusement or a diversion that's provided by someone else. So you're not doing this yourself. You're being diverted. And you're being amused by somebody else, such as a public performance. Now, Brother Branham also uses the word enticement. Now, when we get to enticement now, it's a little darker, because that is an attraction or a temptation by offering pleasure or advantage to arouse desire. So now, when we add, watch now, you can figure this out. When you add enticement to entertainment, now, somebody is diverting you to something by arousing something that's probably not good. Right? You see how that put those two together? Now, not that having the right kind of a desire is a bad thing. It's not. But having the wrong kind of a desire to be pulled into or aroused into the wrong kind of a desire, you can see where we got a red flag going, right? So here's Brother Branham now, And he says there are many entertainments. There's so much to entice people of what we call pleasure, and it's for all people of all ages. So there are things out there that are designed specifically to allure you away and think the wrong things and act the wrong way. Good warning, isn't it? Good warning. In other words, my goodness, it's like Brother Branham knew exactly what we'd be facing. Huh. Who knew? God knew. All right, let's look at some filters, all right? A singing man's filter. Let's look at some of the principles here that we got to keep in mind. I got a few of them, so I want to go fast. I'm not going to linger here. True Christian music should bring praise and glory to God and not the singer. Like David said, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song I will praise my band." No, I'll praise Him. That's what David's happy. He's overjoyed. And he says, "My song will praise Him. I will worship toward Thy holy temple and praise Thy name for Thy loving kindness and for Thy truth." We're thankful for what God's done. So we're gonna allow this music now to bring praise and glory to God. And not necessarily who's singing it. That's not the point. We have a reason to thank Him. And so we're going to do that. Paul says in Colossians 3, "Whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto man." I'll send you this PowerPoint if you want to have it. I heard a good quartet singing, Brother Bram says, I came up. I love old time singing. And I think there's nothing more beautiful than real good singing. I think we've had real good singing here today. You know that? And I hate to hear an overtrained voice. I hate to hear someone trying to sing who holds their voice till they're blue in the face. You're not singing to the glory of God. You're trying to see how long you can hold your breath. And I like old-fashioned, heartfelt, Pentecostal singing with hands in the air. And if you couldn't carry a tune in a coal bucket, which is what I've been told, I think it's really heavenly. I told you before, my choir teacher, you know, she wasn't a choir teacher. She was the choir master. We went to choir because we got out of class, right? Hello? Any sensible guy is going to get out of class in whatever way he can. So when choir came up, said, "Yep, I'm there. Yes, sir, BG Vocals, that's me. I'm there." So I went down to choir, and they're singing the Psalms, a Christmas song, because we had a concert. If you're in a Catholic school, man, you always have concerts, and you always got to get it right. So she's walking along and listening to everybody sing, and she just turns to me, thankfully, in a soft voice, and says, "Go back to class." That was the end of my official singing career. Grade 5. Singing in your heart, making melodies unto the Lord, that's the kind that God wants. From your heart. That's what God wants. It doesn't need to be choreographed. It doesn't need to be orchestrated. It doesn't need to be practiced to death. It just needs to come from your heart. And that's what God wants. I tried to tell that to my choir teacher, but she wouldn't listen. Principle number 2. Filter number 2. True Christian music expresses a new song reflecting the new life we live, not the old life with Bible lyrics. I think that's a good one. I was expecting a little more reaction. Maybe I could read it again. The true Christian music expresses a new song that reflects the new life in Christ rather than the old life with Bible lyrics. There's one Christian group that's out there. In my research, I was listening to one Christian group, and they were interviewed by an up and coming, or not an up and coming, but a music magazine, and they were asking them. They said, "Weren't you in your early roots? Weren't you a Christian group?" And they said, "No. We once were associated with that, but we don't want to be associated with that anymore. You know, we're not a Christian group anymore." We sing songs that have the word Jesus in it. And we sing about happiness, contentment, and peace. But we're not a Christian group. And I'll tell you why. Because back a few years ago, when they looked at the numbers, Christian artists made 2% of the pie when it came to money. So a lot of groups figured, all right, we jazz this up, speed it up, rock and roll it up, we can sell a lot more by sounding like the rest of the world, but we can leave Jesus in it and we'll make more money. And they did, and they do. Psalm 144. David said, I'll sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. Revelation 5:9, and they sang a new song, thou art worthy to take the book. So let me tell you something, as we mature in Christ, we should be worshiping that in a way that reflects that maturity in Christ. Right? Now, Brother Branham uses this example. He talks about pin oaks. Pin oaks are the kind of oak trees that don't shed their leaves. The leaves wither and dry up because the sap goes back to the roots. But the leaves stay on until the spring when the sap comes back up and brings a new leaf, and it just pushes the old one off. Okay? So the old leaves are there until the new ones come. He said, just let new life come. The old leaf drops off. You just need new life. And if the new life that you think you've received doesn't pattern with God's word, you've got the wrong life in you. Huh. The life of Christ will produce the works of Christ, will produce the faith of Christ. Hey, do you think the life of Christ is going to grieve the Holy Spirit? No. Listen now. Will the life of Christ grieve the Holy Spirit? No. So if we've got... Gotcha. Brother Smith is right on the money here. So don't you worry about Brother Smith. He's right on the money. The life of Christ will agree. It will agree with the Word of God. The life of Christ in you will not grieve the Holy Spirit. So if we're listening to something that is not inspired by the Holy Spirit, it's probably going to grieve you if you've got the Holy Spirit. Right? So that's where we want to exercise our discernment. Brother Bram says, now today we're approaching it in this dark, evil time. Now, I do not like to call people's names. I pray for the young man, but I pray all the time for him. But he's an instrument in the hands of the devil, and that man is Elvis Presley. Brother Bram was pretty straightforward here. And the people are gone boogie-woogie or rock and roll wild. The American people has gone. I've heard Elvis Presley's pastor speak about Elvis Presley in a Pentecostal church, and you know, raised up and watched and studied all the movements of the people who were swaying in the Spirit, singing in the Spirit, speaking in tongues and so forth. And Elvis impersonated a lot of that and had automatic, instant appeal with people who were still in Christian churches because of the way that he did it. And this is a very calculated thing. And they're trying by the same Spirit to get the thing into the church. So there's a boogie-woogie, rock and roll kind of a spirit that we know where that comes from, right? We know where that rock and roll spirit comes from. You don't have to have a whole lot of discernment to figure that out. And Brother Branham said, the people have gone for it. And he said, not only that, but they're trying by that same spirit. That same spirit is quite an influence because he said, it's trying to get into the church. Well, you know what? It's in. Not in every church, thank God, but it's in. I like church music played like church music and not rock and roll in the church. But now, like I say, you go to the Christian bookstore, there are all kinds of groups that are there that play Christian music. This is for someone here. There's hundreds of pictures like this that I could show you, and that's not important. And I'm not emphasizing the negative thing, but just because it's sold in a Christian bookstore, and all three of these are very popular and are sold in a Christian bookstore, I wouldn't have them. I listened to just snippets and had to repent of that. 1947, Brother Branham said, God is not pleased with the way people are doing. The people in the lukewarm condition, get in or get out. God is not pleased with that. Because you know what? You listen to some of these groups there, no offense against them, but you listen to some of them, and you got to listen, and you got to listen, and you got to listen. You figure out, all right, is this Christian or is it not? Is it Christian or is it not? Listen to it again. Listen to it again. Listen to it again. If you got to listen to it all that much to figure out if it's Christian or not. So Brother Branham said, if I do anything different and live the life of that, I'd be afraid to walk before demons and powers. So in other words, there's something behind this that he's recognizing and flashing a warning to us. We got to be careful. Okay? That's all I'm saying. You serve God with reverence in your heart, pure, holy love for Him. Walk every day in that mood of love all the time. Do good to others. Do good charitable deeds. Love God. Worship Him. That's the way you're supposed to live. And treat your neighbor as yourself. So, principle number three. The Christian music lyrics, true Christian music lyrics and music should be clear, not vague, deceptive, or mixed up. Because some of it is really mixed up. You got to listen to it and say, did he really say that? Did he really sing that? Paul writes and says, even when it comes to gifts, and this is what he's talking about in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, if something doesn't have a life-giving sound, so here's the example. If you get out on a battlefield and somebody's got a trumpet and they're starting to play a jazzed-up version of Retreat, and you can't figure out, what are they playing? What's he playing up there? I can't figure it out. My goodness. He must have gone to college and learned, you know, a jazz touch on the trumpet here. What is it? Now, what is it you're playing here? Hey, you'd be a dead duck by the time you figured out what's being played, right? I don't know if you've ever been in a church service where somebody's been on the piano and playing, and you're sitting there wondering, it's this. No, no, it's not that. Because you can't tell. Just saying. Things that I think that are edifying are things that give a definite sound. They give a clear message. They give a definite sound. Psalm 47. David says, sing praise to God, sing praises unto our God, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. Understanding there meaning insight and wisdom. You think about what you're singing, think about what you're saying. And that's what David is saying, that God, he's the King of all. And therefore, we're going to sing with understanding. We're going to sing that this is not, we're not trying to confuse anybody by what we're singing. We're not trying to throw anybody off by what we're playing here. We want everybody to know, right from the opening bars to the end of it here, we're on God's side. We love God. We thank God. We worship God. Not somebody's got to listen, say, I don't know. That's not a life-giving sound. By faith, Moses. The other day, going down the road, I turned on my radio. I kept listening. I had to take nearly the whole song. I had to take nearly the song, though, before I could tell whether it was absolutely a religious song or the devil is trying to bring down the things of God to the level of the world. Huh. Here's Brother Branham saying the same thing. You can't do that. I don't care how many albums Elvis writes. Of all the good religious songs, he's still possessed of the devil. Wow. I don't care how many albums Elvis writes, of all the good religious songs, he's still possessed of the devil. He sent more children to hell, Pat Boone, the rest of them even belong to the Church of Christ, Elvis Presley, Pentecostals, or Judas Iscariot in the form of these men. That's strong stuff. That's strong stuff. So we're going to avoid, right? Hello? We're going to draw back from this because I don't want to be associated with this at all. And I don't want to have it on my phone. I don't want to listen to this. I want to listen to things that are edifying. So I did a poll. I did a poll among our young people the other day. I didn't get everybody. I didn't get you. And I did a quick text, and I was asking some of our young people, you know, give me a favorite song or group, something like that. I just was curious and researching. I was impressed. I really was. I never knew that there was all these artists out there and songs out there, and some of them were just fantastic. I really loved them, and they were great. I will play a little bit of it tonight for you. And I come down this morning, the road there, and Sister Becky is at home, so I came down myself, and I had my headphones on, and I was just going down the road, and just, oh, yeah, and I was just... And I turned around and, whoa, there we are, Hickory, 2 miles. It was like I was carried down the road. No, I didn't drive real fast. But I was having a jubilee. I downloaded a number of these songs to my phone that these young people had. And then I realized I already had a bunch of this stuff on my phone already. I didn't even know it. And I was listening to it, and I was really blessed. I was really edified. When I got to church this morning, I was just doing like David did. You're thanking God. Thanking God for, I'm looking forward to coming to church, looking forward to coming to worship, looking forward to, you know, just being able to gather together with God's people and be able to worship. And I enjoyed that. But here's Brother Branham. He's doing the same thing. He's going down the road, and he's listening and listening. Shouldn't really have to do that, should we? See what's happened. This is a new thing in Brother Bram's era. It's got stuff creeping into the church now that's making it less pure, less edifying than what it used to be. That's what we got to guard against. Principle number four, music should emphasize the message of the song, the good message, the positive message, not the music or the beat or the singer's talent. I'm being a little repetitive here. To the chief musician, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of His name and make His praise glorious. How many of you have ever emailed Sister Becky? Beck's joyful noise at whatever. I looked up joyful noise, and it means it is something a little bit more profound than just getting up there and rattling when you can't play. You know, if you can't play an instrument, you get up and try to do it. Or you listen to kids try to play an instrument they can't play. A joyful noise means to raise a sound, to sound a signal for war or for a march, to shout in triumph, to shout in applause, to shout in triumph for joy. When we make a joyful noise, we got something to sing about. We are happy. We are triumphant. We are thanking God for what He's done for us. And this is what David is saying here. He make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands, and sing forth the honor of His name and make His praise glorious. Hey, let's make a joyful noise when we sing, whenever we worship, whenever our song leaders get here, we should be ready to make a joyful noise unto God. You know why? Because we got a song to sing and we got a reason to sing and we got a reason to thank God and to praise Him every time we gather together. Right? And that's what a joyful noise is. It's not a flippant, somebody who can't play an instrument. That's not what it's about at all. But to sound a clear signal for a war or a march in victory or in triumph. And I think that's a great thing. Because when an army would come back into the city that they left from, and they are conquerors, and they've got the spoils of war, and they come into that town, they're not going to be singing something really blue and dark and slow. They're going to be singing something happy, something rousing to the people. Hey, we're home. We have conquered. We are overcomers. We are triumphant. And you know what? In the song service, that ought to be the goal of our musicians and song leaders, right? And we get the people in a triumphant place. Not always a happy one, but a triumphant place where we are thankful we are children of God. We are thankful we're in church tonight. We are thankful that God has done what He's done for us. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ or its standards. We love God. We love this message. We believe it. Bring on the Word. Bring on the Word. Bring it on. That's what the preacher ought to feel when he comes out. Here's the people that want it. They want to go back in the battle again. Bring it on. We want to hear the Word. We want what's going to change our body. We want what the end goal is for this bride. And that is not to stay here, but rather to get out of here. Lord, give us what we need to get out of here, because we are more than conquerors through Christ. Right? That's not an unreasonable thing to desire when we come to church. Brother Bram said, my daughter called me a while ago, and she said, hey, we're going to have a religious program. It was singing, hymn singing, and some little Ricky reading it up there. And if I ever seen a sacrilegious movement, it was that. Looked more like a floor show. Pause. You know what he means when he says floor show? All right? Burlesque. Roaring 30s. All right? Not very decent. Supposed to be an Indian tribe. They were up there carrying on, jumping up and down, boxing one another. Now, notice, if I understand it right, they're mixing things together that don't really need to be mixed. They're taking hymns and sacred music and they're putting it together with a carnival floor show type program. I wouldn't do that. Why? What's went with the sincerity? In other words, what happened to the sincerity? You know what? Sincerity is always in season when it comes to conducting ourselves in the house of God. And conducting ourselves in the house of God is not just, hey, we're not going to chew gum. Sincerity is like from the moment we arrive, when we pull in, Lord, this is your house. This is your day. This is your place. This is your time. Lord, I'm here as a receiver. I'm here as a servant. I'm here as one, Lord, that has come with an empty cup, and I lift my cup to you, Lord. Fill my cup. Lord, create in me an atmosphere. My own heart, Lord, forgive me of anything that's out of the way. And Lord, fill my cup. I come. That's the way I come, Lord. That's the way it's not just a Sunday again. Now I wonder where the young people are going to go. Are they going to go to Vietnamese? Are they going to go to Chinese? Or where are they going to go? I don't really know. I don't really have enough money. And my goodness, I wonder, is Sister So-and-so going to be there? And hey, We ought to get our minds a little bit higher than that because we know better, right? We know better. And this is what Brother Branham's saying right here. Why? He said, what's went with the sincerity? Where's that old-fashioned hymns we used to sing? We rejoice in the Spirit of God. Tears roll down our cheeks. And now we try to hold our breath until we ain't got enough breath in us to show that we're some sort of a singer. You know where we got that? Hollywood. And if we're copying Hollywood, I got to preach differently. We got a problem. Principle number 5. True Christian music should feed your soul and refresh your spirit, not feed the flesh and excite lust. You all right? Everybody okay? Front row? Levine? Galatians 5. This I say, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Even in music, we walk in the Spirit. 2 Timothy 2. Flee also youthful lusts. There's stuff out there to entice you. Brother Ram tells us that. I love good singing. But it's one thing I don't like is an overtrained voice. And so on as we come down through here. He said, that's real joy to my heart. And I was so glad to refresh myself in the presence of that good singing tonight. When good singing goes on, when good music is played, we feel refreshed in our spirit. Mark of Christ, 1955. And that guy started playing some kind of a little silly old music. It's old boogly-woogly stuff that you can't even eat in a restaurant anymore for the cause of it. That squeaky, ungodly, oh my. Brother Branham used to go in and offer the man money to, let me just give you the money you would have earned in the jukebox if you just let that music stop and I'll pay you the revenue. And the man used to say no. You remember the example? And the guy said no. Because silence is a different atmosphere than what that music brings. And the kids don't want to come in and sit and eat in silence like you do. The kids want to come into that atmosphere. Because music, all music creates an atmosphere. And that's what they want, is the atmosphere. No wonder the world's polluted. Their whole mind's on sex, filth, ungodly things. Even preachers do it. Amen. It's a disgrace. People call themselves with the Holy Ghost and playing those old, nasty, dirty tunes and things. Can I go a little further? True Christian music drives away evil spirits, never invites them. It'll repel the evil spirit. Remember now the story of David and Saul. And it came to pass when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took an harp, played with his hand, so Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. I've told you before, Sister Becky plays the harp, and they've proven that even my wife will go to the hospital and she'll play up in the, bring her harp and play in the lobby of the hospital. And you watch people and they're rushing past and they got all kinds of things to do and, you know, dealing with things and they go through and they'll stop. And I've taken pictures of people taking pictures of her or people recording her. They'll stop and they'll record her because it's so calming and it's an atmosphere that they walk into. They've proven that people even absorb medications better under the sound of harp music than without it. So they'll absorb more of the good stuff than if they don't have that kind of music. And so it's a part of certain types of treatments that is prescribed for certain patients. So there's a real effect when it comes to music. Now, here's what Brother Branham says about this, great warrior David. He said, Saul had backslid and went so far away from God until the Spirit had left him. And an evil spirit took his place. Saul was all moody and in a bad humor, kicking things around, all out of sorts like some people get on Monday morning. So he was out of sorts all the time. Do you know what that is? He said, did you know that that's an evil spirit? I think I've told you before, I worked for a guy like that. I stood there and watched him break up furniture. His name was Ivan. I called him Ivan the Terrible. He was a backslidden minister. And he had owned a printing company. And, man, he had a temper. Doctors couldn't do him any good. So Saul could call the doctors of his time, and it couldn't do him any good. They had a lot of doctors down there, but they couldn't help that because it was a spiritual condition. Wow. said, Jesse's got a son back out there. And yeah, he's a divine healer. Sure he was. He healed by music. He had a gift of casting out evil spirits. And the Holy Ghost hadn't come in those days, so he cast them out by music, playing the words of the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leadeth me by still waters. And it disturbed the evil spirits so much that they left Saul. You want to disturb the evil spirits out of your house? Play the right kind of music. The right kinds of things playing and create an atmosphere. Shame on you people that don't believe in string music. No wonder evil spirits never like it. They have to get away. David cast out devils by playing on his stringed instrument, and that's what the scripture says. When David would begin to play, the evil spirit would leave Saul. Last filter. Are these filters okay? You all right to pull these through? Christian music leads you into worship and godliness, never more worldliness. So after you're listening to real Christian music, you shouldn't want to go beat up your parents. Or shoot somebody, right? Or jump off. There was I won't even do it. There's some music that teaches people to do bad things. And they say it a million times in one song. And there's some stuff out there, you can't believe your ears that it's allowed. That somebody doesn't stop it. There's more of them than there are of us. That's why you have to have discernment. That's why it's not just left up to a 13-year-old or a 14-year-old. It's not left up to our youth. It should be a family thing to me. It should be something that is monitored, something that where there's accountability, something that where, you know, common sense would tell you that there's all kinds of things out there. If you're on Amazon Play or some of the other ones that are out there, iTunes, there are 60 Brazilian songs out there, 40 Brazilian movies. There's just all kinds of things out there. Brazilians of them. 1 Chronicles 16. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering. Come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. That's a great summary. Brother Branham said, now all your songs out there, he says, all kind of some old jazz music. You ready there, Lucas? All of our songs out there are some kind of old jazz music and everything screaming out. Remember now, this is the era that he's in. It's all changing. And the old landmarks of music, they're all of a sudden now moved. They're pushed back. And that's why Brother Branham says, I like the sacred. I like the thing that's really worshipful to God. He says, you can't even go into a restaurant and eat now, stuff like that going on. It's a shame. I go in one, I see it, I turn around and go out. If I can, I get away from there. No, sir, that kind of stuff leads right down to destruction. The devil is in that thing, and he'll finally pull you into it. Shun the very appearance of evil. Now, you're going to think I'm a holy roller, sure enough, but I'm telling you, brother, I'm warning you to keep away from all things that pertain to sin. Now, let me just say this. I'd like to play you a couple of samples of music here. And I've been asked before, you know, Brother Barry, what kind of music do you like? And I got up on here one time and I said that I like Gregorian chant. If you got on YouTube and you looked up Gregorian chant, you might have been in for a shock because you got to know what to look for. Otherwise, you think you're in the middle of a mass. Sister Laura obviously went to YouTube. So you got to know what to look for. I like a cappella music. I like music that's simply voices. For those of you that had the opportunity to go to play Ortega first. For those of you that go to Africa, Lord willing, in December or whenever, you get a lot of singers in the congregation that sing. They don't need any music at all. They don't need any instruments at all. They just have learned to use their voices in such a way that it'll change the way you think about singing in a church. Not that I don't like our singing in a church. I love our singing in the church. But I'll tell you something. Different people in different cultures just have different ways of doing it. And some of these brothers who've been there will tell you. All right. So when I did my poll, one of the brothers here offered me this comment. They said, well, you know, music depends on kind of what you're doing and what mood you're in. Because our moods change, right? Sometimes, you know, you're in a melancholy, slow kind of a mood and, you know, you're mellowed out. And you don't want to have the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir playing probably when you're in that kind of a mood, right? But there are times when you're, you know, like you're driving down the road and 2 hours driving down the road. I'm ready. Hey, I'm ready for the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. And a lot of it depends on where you are, right? All right, so here's one that I think is a blessing for quiet times. We don't have video, right? But I think we have some of these words. All right, forget you're in church now. Just close your eyes and just think about this for a minute here. Just if you want to. If you want to sing, you can sing.
In the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus.
Billy Graham.
To love the Lord God and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Mom.
This is a memorial tribute to Billy Graham's wife when she died. Ortega came in and played this song because she loved this song.
Was the lovely, beautiful, wise woman she was, because early in her life she chose Christ as her center, her home, her purpose, her example, and her vision. And we can all make that choice today.
We were married for nearly 64 years, and I wish you could look in that casket because she's so beautiful. I sat there a long time last night just looking at her and praying because I know she had a great reception in heaven.
And when I come to die, oh, and when I come to die, and when I come to die, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me.
I wish I could take a picture of you this way. And just, I would love to have captured them. So many people with their eyes closed and singing and worshiping. And Ortega's music is like this. It's that kind. He just plays a guitar and he just sings. And this was a tribute that was given to Billy Graham's wife. And it was just a moving tribute. But that's a beautiful rendition of that song. But we're not always in this kind of a mood, right? That music, it moves me. I mean, I'm blessed by them. And I just enjoy listening to them. All right, let's play something else. Let's go. No. Yeah. There are all kinds of music. You may not think I would play this. Sometimes you're in this mood. Give it a roll there, Lucas.
Thank you.
some of those songs are classical songs. And, let me tell you something. They were well written and well sung. They were just a blessing. But that's a different mood altogether, right? Change everybody's mood change here in the church because music is always doing something. It always affects you in a different way. All right. This was someone's favorite song here, and I love the words of this song. This is a little more contemporary here, but I think we have the words to this one here. Let's roll it there, Lucas. Turn it up. Please.
The King of love, my shepherd is, whose goodness faileth never. I'm nothing like if I'm his, and he is mine forever. And he is mine forever.
Great words.
Lost and foolish, all past stray. But yet in love he sought me, and on his shoulder gently lay, and home rejoicing brought me. In death's dark veil I fear no ill, with thee, dear Lord, beside me. Thy rod and staff my comfort still, thy cross for to guide me. Never failing, ruler of my heart, everlasting, lover of my soul, on the mountain high, or in the valley low, the King of my shepherd is, the King of my shepherd.
Several years ago, Brother Paul LaFontaine was out in the, near the west, on the west coast, and he said that he was going to minister at two different churches, and between the two churches, there was some coastline, I think along the Oregon coast, and one of the believers out there happened to have a convertible, and they loaned him the convertible, and it was a beautiful sunny day, so he lowered the top on the convertible, and he had a song like this, and he said he was going up along the coastline. You can just, I can kind of picture that. Just kind of, you know, going along the coastline and singing away and just enjoying his time alone. And there are some times when, you know, music will pick you up and it will, you know, it'll just charge you and you feel like, hey, going into battle. And all of it now, remember, we got to put it through our filters. And it always should be causing us to react the right way. Mind, body, action, soul, everything. It should be causing us to do the right thing. And then there are sometimes when it's just flat out, I mean, it's just flat out happy. You know those songs where the same line is repeated a million times in the song, right? All right, we got one here. This was difficult for us to get the words of. We have one more? We don't have one more. We're supposed to have one more. About the rain. If we don't have it, that's all right. All right. The idea is that all one kind of music is not probably the way that any of us listen to music. We tend to like a diversity. when we had our song service, and I was listening specifically, and we were singing some of the older songs, some of the newer songs, some of the faster songs, some of the slower songs. And you watch, you know, I believe when it's done under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, it just draws the people together. And remember now, that's what, as I explained to you a couple of weeks ago, that's what a song leader is. He's one who draws together. He gathers. He's a gatherer. And he brings the people together. We lay aside all of our worldly thoughts and our work thoughts and our school thoughts and our busy thoughts and so on. We come together under the banner of the revealed word and we sing and worship. And, you know, I think, you know, as you move around the country, you'd experience different styles of music, different genres of music. If you go around the world, you'll find different styles of music. You know what? I believe when we get to heaven, some people are going to be absolutely shocked. Absolutely shocked. Because there's going to be tabla players up there. Tabla players are those round drum. Tablas are those round drums that Brother Anwar plays whenever he comes here. I've been in meetings in Pakistan when a tabla player came late. And everybody's kind of, you know, they sing, you know, it's only believe. And they just sing some songs like that. All of a sudden the tabla player shows up. Let me tell you, that's when the singing starts. And he's just one guy, but you get somebody who knows how to play that tabla, and it lifted the whole song service. Just, I mean, everybody just was they just sang differently when the tabla player came. And I believe in heaven when we get there, we're going to have people not only from all over our world to be able to come and worship in their own way, the way that they worship God all their life. Because remember, heaven doesn't change us; it only changes our dwelling place, right? And when we get there, I believe we'll worship in the way that we love to worship God. We're comfortable worshiping with God. We're used to worshiping God. But you know what? We'll also have people in other parts of the world. We'll have people in other ages also who worship the Lord. People who never had instruments because they couldn't afford them. People who, had the classical instruments, and some people, you know, maybe had a harpsichord or whatever else. All kinds of different music. We were in a church, Peter might remember, we were in a church down in Honduras a number of years ago. And they had a fellowship after one of the services there. And in comes a mariachi band. And these guys with the big sombreros on and the big, you know, the big instruments. And they were all believers. They were all members of the church. And they just went out and got their instruments, and they came in while we were eating. They were playing Christian mariachi music. It exists. It was really wonderful to hear them. And people got up, and they were, you know, moving behind them. And it was just a wonderful thing to watch. I've never seen a Christian mariachi band. Some of you people are going to be shocked when you get to heaven. Absolutely blown out of the water and say, whoa, is this allowed? Well, we got here. We made it this far. Take your music and put it through the filter. Take your music and take whatever you do and put it through the filter of the Word. Brother Brand preached a thinking man's filter, because we should filter everything through the Word. We should filter our music through the Word too, right? I've given you some of the scriptures there and statements that he... Bring it through there. And if young people, if you're not sure of a song or you don't want anybody to hear it, that's probably a good song for you to let somebody listen to. And say, Mom and Dad, is this all right? Let them listen to it. Because you don't want to be doing things that grieve the Holy Spirit. You want to do things that bring the Holy Spirit closer to you. So we need to listen to the rain before we close. All right? This is not the version that I wanted, but let's listen to the rain. Because when it rained, it poured. We got it? Let's have our musicians come. Oh, Matt. I wish I had the recording of the version of that song that I listened to. There were a group of people singing that in the church. Now they got into it. Let me tell you, buddy. And it was, you talk about something that just kind of reached out and grabbed you and pulled you in. It was just a blessing, I'll tell you that. But you can't go wrong with the lyrics there, because all they really said was, it rained. Let's stand to our feet. To me, our job is to worship God in spirit and in truth. That's what He wants. And I believe that we should do that with an understanding of what we're singing. Make it clear. Let the whole world know what side you're on. And you know what? It's not wrong to enjoy it. It's not wrong to smile when you sing. It's not wrong to clap your hands. It's not wrong to wave your hands. Is that all right? It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Yes, sir. Jaron, you going to help me out? Feeling so much better talking about this good old way. Let's sing it this evening here now. Let's just worship Him. Feeling so much better talking about this good old way. Feeling so much better talking about the Lord. So let's go on talking about this good old way. Let's go on talking about the Lord. The devil, he don't like it. Talking about this good old way. Devil, he don't like it. Talking about the Lord. So let's go on, talking about this good old way. Let's go on, talking about the Lord. Oh, I'm feeling so much better, talking about this good old way. Feeling so much better, talking about the Lord. Let's go on, talking about this good old way. Let's go on, talking about the Lord. Well, He abides, He abides. Hallelujah, He abides with me. And I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way. For the conqueror abides with me. Oh, He abides, He abides. Hallelujah, He abides with me. Will I rejoice night and day as I walk the narrow way? Will the Comforter abides with me? Well, I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk that narrow way. Yes, that secret all is this, that a Comforter abides with me. Yes, He abides, He abides. Hallelujah, He abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk there with, for the Comforter abides with me. God, I keep falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again. It just gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. Falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again. It just gets brothers sing that.
I keep falling in love again, over and over, over and over again.
Brothers.
Falling over and over and over and over again. It gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what the love between the Lord and I. Falling in love with you over and over, over and over again.
Sisters. Your name in all the earth. You know what? Let me just say this, that we won't always have this. We won't always have this. We won't always be able to gather like this in the freedom and simplicity that we have and be able to worship God like this in spirit and in truth. This will end. Someday this will end. It'll be a brief interruption, and we'll just pick it right back up on the other side over there. We have supper first, and then we'll just continue to sing right through. And you know what? There'll be no stopping that eternal service over on the other side. No stopping. Imagine the singers over there. You'll have all kinds of singers over there that sing in their own special way. And my goodness, think about it. Think about people like David. And you think about, you know, when those three Hebrew children came out of the fire. I don't believe they came out of the fire and said, "Oh, great, okay, great, thanks." I believe they would have sang. I believe they would have rejoiced. How about all those people that came over in the Red Sea and they got over on the other side? The Bible says they took tambourines and they just went to it. I mean, they just sang a new song over there. Because you know what? They've been set free. They've been delivered. They got clean over on the other side, and every enemy they ever knew was now floating in the water. Wow. Hey, they were happy. They had something to sing about. Here we are right at the very end of the Gentile dispensation. Nothing left ahead of us but the marriage supper. A little blip in time and the marriage supper over there. Hey, some of you should shake off those heavy bands and lift your hands in the air and open your mouth and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Father in heaven, we love you. We lift your name in all the earth. May your kingdom be established in our praises. As your people declare your mighty works, blessed be me.
precious in our praises. As your people declare your mighty works, blessed be the Lord God. Oh, we're singing Him.
You may be seated just for a moment here. Our worship is different. Our way of life is different. Our doctrine is different. We dress different than the rest of the world. There's a lot of things about us that are just different. So I asked Mitchell to come on back and sing this song here this evening and just bless us as we're going to part and we're going to leave here in just a moment here and have him sing it again. Do we have the words, Sarah? We don't. stand to our feet. The whole world is being blended together in a religious melting pot. God sends a prophet, and that prophet stands up and says, I got something different to say. That's not what happened in the Garden of Eden. This is what happened in the Garden of Eden. God is not three, God is one. Church goes through tribulation, but the bride doesn't go through tribulation. And he was not trying to be different, but he was different. And we don't try to make ourselves different, but we're different. Because the Holy Spirit in us stands out against the contrast of this world. I'll tell you what, saints of God, I believe we're blessed, and I believe we've got something to sing about. We're not running without a message. We're not singing without a message. We're singing with one. And we're worshiping God with a message, and we're worshiping God in spirit and in truth. And I think it's a real blessing. I think it's a wonderful thing for us to have the opportunity to be able to worship. And I think we should take full advantage of every time we come together. Every time we come together, no matter who's preaching, no matter who sings a special or who doesn't, I believe we should take advantage of every opportunity we come together to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I wish my wife was here, because she's what I know about music can fit in a thimbleful compared to what she knows, and she's just very talented and gifted that way. And just some of those old songs, and just knowing the history of those things and being able to play so many of them, and it's just a blessing. But I want to say I appreciate all of our musicians and our song leaders and the talent that we have and the gifts that we have. And I really do. I appreciate that. And I appreciate the sound guys that make it all happen and make it enjoyable for us. And I really appreciate that. And I just love to see us move up. I just like to see us just not only grow in knowledge in our understanding of doctrine, but even to grow in our worship. To take advantage of the opportunities we have in song service and everything, to enter in and really, really worship the Lord, because that's what it's about. It's not for singers to become more well-known. It's about for an opportunity for us. And if we look at it this way, this is my chance to glorify God. This is my chance to give honor to Him. This is my moment to be able to give Him praise because He deserves it. We are a triumphant people, and we should sing to reflect that. If anybody knows about the love of Jesus, I do. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity we've had today to be able to enter your courts and to be able to worship, to learn, to listen, to love you more. I pray, Lord, you'd bless this people. I pray that you would just minister to each one, each family, each young person, Lord. I pray that you'd put a hedge around about each one of our young people, that, Lord, they might be protected from the lure of the enemy. And how he might come. Father God, may we as families, may we as parents be strong in guarding our households from the wrong influences. Come, I pray now, as a healer and heal the sick. Raise those up, Lord, that are not with us today because of sickness. And we just commit them into your hands, Lord. You know them all. Touch them all is our prayer. Guide us safely home and through this week, Lord, until we meet again on Wednesday night. And Father God, we'll give you thanks and praise for all you do for us. And we'll sing about it in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Sing it as you go. Anybody knows Jesus, I do. About the power of Jesus. Have a song ready, all right?
promises, I can stand secure. Carve upon my heart the truth that sets me free, according to your word, O Lord, be it. I can stand secure. Carve upon my heart the truth that sets me free, according to your word, O Lord, be it unto me. Oh, be unto me, yes, according to your word, according to your promises, I can stand secure. Carve upon my heart the truth that sets me free, O Lord, according to your word.